Hello, this is Heat We're Obsessed With podcast. I'm Lydia Bather, and today I'm joined by Heat Magazine's Charlotte Oliver.
Hello.
And Heat World's Polly Foreman.
Hiya.
So this is our weekly showbiz podcast. We cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It's out weekly every Friday. There's more celeb gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7. And if you go to heatworld.com, you've got all the breaking news. But first up today, we're going to be talking about Love Island.
Of course.
Of course. We've got just... No, we've got a week, haven't we, until our lives disappear. And we just watch.
Less. At the time of recording, we're days away. It starts on Monday.
There we go. Sorry, I've just got back from Ibiza and I'm a little bit out of it on the days. but we found out who the contestants are.
We have. We've been given five girls and six guys. Told a bit of their backstories. So we've got sort of like, we've got the standard characters that we came to know and love last year. So we have like the odd choice, the sort of academic one, the doctor, Dr. Alex. So he'll probably be filling the kind of Camilla role, a bit more serious, maybe. We've got Danny Dyer's daughter, Danny Dyer. She's back for more after pulling out of Survival of the Fittest. So we'll probably be wearing t-shirts saying, I'm Danny Dyer's daughter soon enough, like in, Marcel. I'm quite excited. What do you guys think?
I think they all look actually really good. There's been quite, like, most people on Twitter seem to be quite negative about them, but I think they look fine. And, like, loads of the kind of old Love Island lot have been sort of jumping in to defend them, trying to look amazing. If you guys seen on Twitter, like, Gabby Allen tweeted something like, oh, what, like, don't be mean about the Love Island guys. Like, I know they don't look great now, but, like, once we get to know them, I'm sure it'll be fine. And
it's pictures.
What's wrong with them? They look fine.
But in general, whenever you see the pictures of these people, they never, never the same as actually getting to know them. I remember seeing the pictures last year and just being like, it's just whenever I see people wearing tiny little delicate heels with a bikini, I just don't feel the vibe of that.
Why is it that all the girls have to have long extensions? Like, are short-haired girls allowed on the show? I'm so confused by it.
Maybe they can bring in some short-haired girls later on, because we are going
to
get
I'd
more
like
people
to see
introduced.
Some short hair. I'm confused by it. That confused me. It worries me as well, because they do see that they have potential, but obviously, they know how successful it was last year. I don't want them to start acting the role that they think they need to fill. Mm. I don't want Dr. Alex to be, I've got to be Camilla-like.
Yes.
Because if he wants to get, like, wasted and start streaking around, like, do it, mate. Like, don't do a Camilla, please.
Yeah, like, Kendall is going to be the Amber and the KD. They all look exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like scary.
Because then there's kind of the Olivia type, the wild girl.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the air stewardess who said in her VT, of course I've joined the Mile High Club.
But I think that all works as a format. I feel like they've tried to cast the same people, and I think that's probably quite a good shout.
As long as they're going to be themselves doing it rather than just, like, acting it.
Then. I just don't think when you're in that situation in reality, you can, like, hide who you really
are.
That's true. Because you're just filmed every single day.
All the time.
And like in Big Brother, it was always the same, wasn't it? That's the only thing I can kind of relate it to, where you absolutely loved a series and then the next year you're like, are they going to be
good? It's like, is it going to be, because obviously, like, because my news editor, she like remembers vintage Big Brother, and she was saying it's okay because it could be like, Big Brother Series 2, no one thought it would top it. Then Big Brother Series 3, they came with a vengeance. But then I remember like the one with Cameron, Series 5, that was the most boring bit of So like, it's scary times how it's going to go. But we
because it kind of did peak a little bit potentially,
it didn't.
It?
But everyone thought it peaked at series two as well, and then it really pulled out the bag.
I don't know. I feel like this series was way bigger than series two.
Because
it didn't kind of get into my radar as much.
I think like the magazines really led it too, like because all our stories were speaking to their exes and family members and stuff, and we would I think you drive it forward as well, which is why then when they all came out and started actually taking themselves ridiculously seriously and said, sorry, I'm not going to talk about my love life, it's like, but we've literally just put you there, like,
I know,
like, what else are you going to talk about? I think that's the other thing. I think it's going to be a lot more sort of sponsor-led. Apparently there are billions of sponsors this time, and everything is being sold, and there's a Love Island shop, so you can get all your merch.
So you can get the water bottle.
You can get the water bottle, and you can get it in different fonts this time.
Mm.
But still, I think it's such a great talking point, and it's fun to sort of... Yeah, it's fun. It's like a water cooler thing. I mean, not for us, because we talk about it literally at our desks. But everyone else... And I mean, if you check out the magazine coming out on Tuesday... On Tuesday, we're going to have Love Island Bingo, so you can play along. We've got, like, backstage stuff and trivia. It's going to be good.
Going big on the Love Island.
Going big on Love Island.
I was reading today that one of them apparently said that she had like a thing with Chris Pine.
Yeah, she allegedly left him to go on Love Island, which is fair enough, to be honest.
I don't know if that is fair enough. I'd probably stick with Chris Pine.
I love the way she was like, oh yeah, I recognised him from like Disney, you know, that film Lindsay Lohan in it. Like, Just My Luck is an absolute classic.
But yeah, that's McFly's debut role in.
Oh, great movie.
So I'm sure she's going to be name dropping just as much as well.
Yes, can't wait for that.
Love it. Okay, shall we move on to other people going on holidays?
Yeah.
Justin Theroux.
Yes.
With Emma Stone.
Drama. This is concerning me slightly. He's obsessed with hanging out with women half his age, first of all. And what's going on with them? Because obviously they filmed a recent TV show together, but it's done now. They've been pictured loads of times, like they left the Met Gala together, and now they're sunning themselves on holiday, and Sienna Miller's gone there as well. It's all very, very strange.
Very strange.
Very weird mix of friends.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how these showbiz circles like come to be. What was that first conversation like?
Who's the one who's on the phone being like, I'm booking it now?
Yeah. Sienna's in.
Yeah. Let's get split wise so we know who owes who what.
Yeah. All the stresses that we all have on our holidays. Exactly. I imagine they'd probably have a PA or someone nice.
Most likely, that's true.
Yeah. But so Emma and Jennifer Aniston are friends, or well, no, or just seem like it?
They're very huggy on the red carpet. Like they literally look like they're besties. So I don't feel like Jen will be very happy to see the pictures of her very recent ex-husband on holiday with a skimpily clad Emma Stone. I think it's a bit weird. I think it's a bit shady on Emma's part. I'm going to say it.
I feel like I'm going to let people do what they want to do.
Why?
At the end of the day, because Justin's relationship ended with Jen for whatever reasons ended. And if there's a genuine relationship between Emma and him, then why should a past relationship stop that? I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say they were like best friends in comparison to like Jennifer Lawrence or someone like that.
Yeah, so, okay, so, like, if Emma went for, like, Jennifer Lawrence's, for, like, Nicholas Holt, let's say, that would not be cool.
I feel like that's not cool.
Okay.
Or if Jennifer Lawrence went for Andrew Garfield, like, that's not cool.
But see, I wouldn't put it past either of them to do that. I don't know if they're those kind of girls who are, like, you know, bros, all that, but, like, the other way around.
But there's, like, small circles in showbiz land.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, think about it sometimes when you're, like, interviewing people and you're, like, oh, yeah, like, actually, we probably shouldn't mention, like, when Ryan Reynolds is in, you kind of go, we probably shouldn't mention, like, Avengers, should we? Because Scarlett Johansson, your ex-wife's in that. And, like, you suddenly go, oh,
actually,
God,
yeah,
like,
everything.
The...
Like, you probably dated someone from everything. Yeah, no, it's true. Maybe I should give her a break. I don't really want to.
I don't think Emma Stone's, like,
one of those
a malicious person. Mm. And maybe it's just friendship. I doubt it.
Doubt it, yeah.
Friends on holiday.
Why can Justin Theroux not, like, just hang out with people... He only hangs out with women in their 20s. Like, that's
Does
his...
he?
Yeah, like...
It's his thing.
He traipses around Manhattan with his, like, arty 20-year-old friends.
I feel like everyone in Hollywood does that, though. It's kind of just, like, meh. Yeah.
It's also the people that probably are, like, trying to, like, hang out with them, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if your own friends, if he's, like, older and he's not got kids and loads of people that are older and his age would have kids, you don't have much in common with them.
Part of the reason that him and Jen, sadly, broke up was that he wouldn't give his time to LA to be with her. Like, he was so, like, adamant he wanted to be with his, like, arty cool friends in New York. She has, like, maybe he just doesn't like them, but she has this amazing friendship base of, like, age-appropriate friends.
That's true.
So, like, I think he's just a bit of a poser, personally.
Well, maybe it's all going to come crumbling down for him.
Maybe.
Is it?
Maybe it will start raining on holiday. Let's hope so.
So, BGT... Yeah. Deck's been doing it solo. What are we thinking? How are we? I've obviously missed this because I've not been in this island.
Oh, yes,
but
of course.
Tell me how he did.
He has done very well, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've kind of only been watching it with sort of a one eye open sort of thing in the other room. But he seems confident. He doesn't seem like anything's lacking. It doesn't seem like there's a sidekick missing. Which I think it must be hard, because even if he is a confident guy, like, he's known as a half of an act. So to carry a show like that every night for a week, the biggest show on TV, it's big. And there's a lot of pressure on him, I'm sure. But I think he's risen to the challenge.
I'm not surprised that he did. Like, he's a professional. He's been doing this for so long.
Yes, that's true.
But It must be, yeah, strange.
Yeah.
Are we enjoying him by himself?
I feel like, I haven't seen a huge amount of it, but I feel like he had so much pressure on him, and I think that's obvious, that's so hard to sort of step up and actually do it. But I kind of feel a bit, like he is going to be solo forever now.
I do as well.
Because he's had such good feedback and everyone's been so, so like overly nice about it that I just think, I don't know, it would be a bit of a...
I think this is his beginning.
Yeah, I think it is.
And even if it's not that he... like he and Ant never do anything together again, depending on how Ant's doing, that they can do projects by themselves now and start to not be completely joined at the hip.
Which must be quite liberating. Mm. It must be tough, especially if, like, you know, your sidekick.
Yeah.
Sidekick.
Sidekick.
You know, gets, like, arrested for drink driving and has to go into rehab, suddenly you're without a job or whatever. So I think it probably is. And also, they might just have slightly separate interests from time to time.
Yeah.
Job offers that come up, so...
I've always found it crazy that they have, like, their friendship is so close that they live down, like, a few doors down from
Hasn't
each Ant other.
Moved away now, though, or something? He's moved house and he's left.
Well, because I guess Lisa's there, so...
Yeah.
I thought he was only around the corner still. They're all still like the same area.
He's close because he needed to be nearby for the dog, Hurley.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited to see what Deck does.
Yeah,
but...
Go Deck. We're behind you all the way.
Do you think he might go to the jungle by himself?
I think he will.
You think?
I think it'll be too soon.
But then he's going
to
have a baby.
Oh, God.
When's
maybe neither of them will go.
No, but if they don't do it...
I think the baby's due in November.
Oh,
so, yeah, probably not.
I mean, the baby will be born in the outback.
Yeah, bring the baby along.
Gets an Australian passport.
Exactly.
I don't know if she'll be able to fly.
Isn't she
Australian
now?
Anyway?
I don't know.
Is it? I thought she might be. I could be completely wrong
there. She should go now. Start nesting.
Yeah.
Be in situ for when it happens. Maybe she should do it with him. I don't know. Maybe they're a good act.
Who knows? All the potentials. We could
so
be
many.
Starting all these other people with Deck.
Yeah.
One of the things, well, I don't know how I feel about this, but Kim Kardashian's been to the White House.
Yeah.
And she's met Mr. Donald Trump.
You know what? I'm quite a big fan of this. I feel like everyone's saying, like, what's her place doing there? And it's like, she's raising awareness.
Yeah.
She's like she's probably like one of the most famous people in the world. And if she's like raising awareness for a particular, like, really important subject, then what's wrong with it? Why is everyone saying it's not her place to be there?
No, so I agree. But I think that, I just kept thinking, like, God, imagine how many campaigners would just try so hard to get access to the president.
Mm.
You know, they fight for their causes. And she, it is kind of like a click of the fingers.
Mm.
And I was thinking back to, you know, when all the actresses walked down the red carpet at Time's Up for the Oscars, they all took as their date a campaigner in an arena. So they were using their platform to then give the platform to someone who is actually so well-placed and qualified and deserves it and doesn't yet normally have that space.
Mm.
She should have done that. She should have taken, like, a small group of advocates, campaigners for prison reform to sort of open up the discussion with Donald. I just don't think she needs to walk, you know, strut in her heels alone and be like, I'm changing prison reform.
So basically, should we explain what she's doing? A few months ago, she basically came out and she was like, I've decided to spend a little bit less money on myself.
Yeah.
I don't need it as much. And I'm going to put some money towards each year a case of someone that's in prison that maybe shouldn't be. So she's specifically chosen this woman called Alice Johnson, who was imprisoned for drug offences. It's after she lost a job and she just needed some money. It was a non-violent crime. It was a first offence and she ended up in prison. She's been in prison for 21 years, is it now?
Yeah,
and she's in for life, basically, no chance of parole. And basically there's people that have done way worse crimes than this that have never had sentences that are this great. So she saw a story on this woman and she wants to get her out. And this is like the start of her doing something.
Yeah.
And I think you have to support that. The fact
that
people can change and she's maybe been a bit shallow throughout a lot of her life. But if this is something that she wants to change and become better, then go her. And I know what you're saying. It's great to take the people that also campaign, but then also... You're right. Like she.
Yeah, I feel like she's the most likely to get the law changed rather than campaigners that people
don't know because
she'll have so many people behind her.
It is unfortunate that Donald Trump will only socialise with celebrities and people that are high profile.
I think that's what sort of it's so laughable as well. Because I just found it really funny. I was like, well, of course, if you have Donald Trump as president, you have to send in Kim Kardashian to negotiate. Because that's just the world we're living in. It's like the sublime and the ridiculous.
Mm.
But yeah, strange. I never thought I'd see the day, but there you go.
There we go. I mean, But like
might
I said,
be first lady soon. I mean, if Donald Trump's president, Kanye could get that.
I really, really I hope
fear
not.
For the day.
Fear for the day. Yeah. Well, at least she's trying to do some good in the world at the moment. And maybe he's doing some weird performance art. But yeah, it is.
He's like Jesus, okay? He basically changes the world with his art.
Oh, sorry, of course.
Let's
I'm just
be real.
I'm just not on the whole Kanye's a total genius bandwagon. I'm like, no. Talking of the Kardashians, if you want a job, there's one going in the family.
Yeah, so in the mag this week, we've got this sort of investigation into what it takes to actually be a personal assistant for Kardashian, because Kris Jenner, the matriarch, is working with Bumble, who are doing this this app where you can actually look for like people to work with. And she's looking for a personal assistant, and she says the person who generates enough buzz will join Kris Jenner's personal team to work directly with her on daily scheduling and organizational tasks, and without a doubt benefit from once-in-a-lifetime mentorship. Which, yeah, that's all pretty well, but can you imagine just the lucky work you must be given as a Kardashian?
I can't imagine it being fun.
No, it'd be awful. It'd be 24/7 as well.
I think it's even more so, like, you literally, no, the time is never yours.
No.
It belongs to them.
Yeah, you couldn't have a life outside of it.
Oh, no,
that is your life.
Yes.
How much do you think they get paid?
I was wondering that, because, like, what would it cost to get me to do it?
I think they probably get paid loads, because they have to, like, keep loads of secrets, and they have to kind of change their lives.
That's fundamental number one. Mm. It's the secret keeping. Like, I think there was a recent episode of the show where Kylie thought that they'd sold something about her, one of her assistants, and Kris was like, "We're calling the police." Like, they are so guarded. So, I mean, that obviously rules, I think, probably us out.
I wouldn't be the ideal candidate for an
entertainment journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could keep my mouth shut on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. You're a babysitter. You're a vet. You're a bag handler, travel agent, and you know, can you imagine them sorting anything? Can you imagine them literally sorting like their day to day, their taxes?
And they just have never lived in like the real world,
no.
So they've probably got no real concept of what it's like for someone else to be doing those things. I can imagine them just dumping and expecting it to be fixed in a second.
I mean, Kim has, one assistant is obviously not enough.
No.
She's got about eight, including the kids and whatever. I think she has one assistant specifically for tanning, self-tanning.
Oh, God.
What,
imagine
the person actually does the tan?
The job title of that.
Applying tan.
So. I mean, that one, I guess you're a spray tanner. You're probably a pro spray tanner.
Yeah, but like a 24/7 one. Like, that's your job. You're there. Like,
yeah, but that's what I mean. I actually don't think that's too bad.
Okay,
like, if you think about it, you're just going to travel around.
That's
just because you can't spray her too many times in a day.
Yeah.
Like, else you'd really go very orange.
That's
so
true. That's true.
You're probably only having to do stuff once every couple of days,
you've got,
maybe.
Like, London working out.
Yeah.
That's good,
probably a great set. And you probably get to tour the world on that one.
There are perks. You get taken on a lot of holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's cool. But then I think when you're there, like, I mean, as our feature says, if there's a flight delay, that's your problem. You know, like, you better source it. You know, if the bags go missing, you can't imagine them just standing at the carousel being like, God, I really hope it comes through. I put a ribbon on it especially so I can find my one. I mean, they probably don't even know what they've packed. So,
they didn't pack it.
They didn't.
If they ask, if they are asked that question, did you pack this bag yourselves? I don't think they could answer.
And also, I mean, it's probably all new stuff anyway, because they wouldn't wear the same thing again.
God. No.
I think it's a tough gig being a Kardashian PA.
In general, I think being a PA, I have a friend who's done it a couple of times, and it's
a nightmare.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being that organised and caring that much
about someone else.
Like, or who you don't even like.
Yeah. Or them expecting you to as well.
Yeah.
I can't get my stuff together. I definitely can't get someone else's.
And it's one of those things on Instagram from the outside. You're like, oh, that looks amazing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, I get texts at 3:30 in the morning to add stuff to the supermarket list. And if I don't do it right, then.
And if you slip up once, like, game over.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, no, it's not a job that any of us would be going for.
No, not
but.
But
still.
If anyone wants to get in touch and give us all the stories.
I know, because this is the second time in a week that there's been a famous person advertising for a PA in public places.
They're all opening up. Some people are leaving the job market, which means I think they have stories to tell.
Interesting.
I want to speak to the Beckhams' former PA.
It's weird that I always thought these kind of jobs weren't advertised in a public place.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? That there was some secret...
Look, the job market's tough these days. Mm. They need to look elsewhere.
They're not getting the candidates through,
they're not,
are they?
This is like Scandlington.
They need some young tech-savvy person who can do all their Instagrams.
Exactly.
Well, that was everything that we were obsessed with this week. This is out every Friday, so make sure you come back next week for more. There's obviously more showbiz gossip in the magazine, and you can read all about the Kardashian PAs, yeah, or PA job in there. Heat Radio's on 24/7, and heatworld.com has all of the breaking news. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.